walks and runs, Deep in the Heart Film Fest, and more.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Welcome to Act Locally Waco on the radio. We're going to spotlight some events coming up this week.
Remember, you can see a full calendar at actlocallywaco.org.
So let's start with the Waco Civic Theater. Their run of Shakespeare in Love opens tonight.
This is the tale of how Will Shakespeare, stricken with writer's block, falls in love with the beautiful Viola, and not coincidentally, also the story of how Romeo and the Pirates gets a rewrite to become Romeo and Juliet. Tonight's show is at 7:30 and tickets are $20. Please visit the Waco Civic Theater website for information about other showtimes through March 31st.
The Mission Waco Jubilee Theater is also opening a new show tonight.
Yes, this one includes everybody's favorite redhead, Annie, or in this case, Annie Jr. The folks at the Jubilee Theater are especially proud of this when they say the kids will blow you away with their singing, dancing, and acting. The Jubilee Theater is located near the intersection of 15th and Concord. The show starts at 7:30 tonight, and tickets are $12.
If you can't make it tonight, there will also be afternoon performances on Saturday and Sunday.
Tomorrow night, you will have a tough time deciding between three terrific options. Option number one, Sunshine Recovery House, is hosting a fundraiser called Rollin' for Recovery. The main event will be comedian Shane Smith. There will also be a lyrical rap spoken word performance by Waco's own Ryan Thomas, delicious food provided by Club Sandwich, and mocktails provided by Luna Juice Bar. The show starts at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Event Center on Elm Avenue. General admission tickets are $50 or $70 for the show, dinner, and a mocktail.
Option two, the Good Neighbor House, located at the corner of 23rd and Colcord, invites you to come by the house tomorrow evening for an incredible night of music provided by Baylor's a cappella group, Virtuoso. This will be a great opportunity to meet neighbors from all over Waco. The show starts at 7:30, and cash donations will be accepted at the door to support the work of Good Neighbor House.
And option number three, the Brazos Theater Group presents Variety on a Rooftop, a full evening of music, comedy, and fun. You will also enjoy complimentary hors d'oeuvres and great discounts on Waco Winery wines.
The Waco Winery is located at 708 Austin Avenue. Tickets are $28.50 apiece, and the show starts at 8 p.m.
The weather has been a bit of a roller coaster ride this winter, but I think I'm pretty safe saying that things are warming up and starting to feel like springtime, and that means time to get outside and enjoy every day you can.
Lots going on outside around town tomorrow.
If your idea of fun is running in the toughest half marathon in Texas, then you probably already know that Saturday is the Barathon. Hosted by Baylor Student Foundation, the race starts at 8 a.m. at the South Plaza of McLean Stadium and winds its way through campus, a bit of downtown, and then the dreaded hills of Cameron Park before finishing along the Brazos River.
Registration is $95 for the half marathon, or $55 for the 6K. All proceeds benefit scholarships for Baylor students.
If you prefer something a bit less strenuous, Waco Walks is leading a free Women's History Month walk in downtown Waco tomorrow morning. During our mile-and-a-half stroll through downtown, we will discuss famous and infamous women from Waco's past who made their names as pioneers, city leaders, and savvy entrepreneurs. Meet up at Indian Spring Park across from the Hilton near the Suspension Bridge. The walk will start at 10 a.m. Dogs are invited, but they must be on a leash, and you must come prepared to leave no trace.
McLennan Athletics is hosting its annual Family Fun Day Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1:30 at the Bosque River Ballpark. MCC softball and baseball are both playing doubleheaders. Admission will be free for all fans with giveaway items, special concessions, inflatables, games, and much more. Softball's first pitch is noon, and baseball's first pitch is 1 p.m. The Bosque River Ballpark is located at 1400 College Drive.
On a somber but also beautiful and loving note, the community is invited to join the staff and volunteers of Providence Hospice to participate in the third annual Walk of Remembrance. The group will meet at 9 a.m. in Hewitt Park and walk to celebrate and remember loved ones who have been lost. After the walk, there will be a time of refreshment and fellowship. Hewitt Park is located at 801 Hewitt Drive.
The Deep in the Heart Film Festival kicks off Thursday.
The festival, which runs through March 31st, specializes in films that move, films that thrill, and films that make you feel. You'll see stories that'll make you laugh, cry, or even scream. Comedy, drama, horror, thriller, documentary, animation, it's all coming to Waco. No tickets are needed for the red carpet event on Thursday night, so join reporters, filmmakers, sponsors, and guests to enjoy hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar and celebrate the opening of the film festival.
The red carpet event starts at 5:30 in the second floor lounge of the Hippodrome. For details about all the festival events, visit their website, deepintheheartff.com.
I also want to mention a few things that are happening next weekend, just in case you want to go on and make your plans and get tickets this week. Next Friday, March 29th, you can dust off your two-stepping skills for Boots, Buckles, and Bling, a gourmet country cooking plus live entertainment and dancing fundraiser for the Cinecore Foundation. Or you can indulge yourself in all kinds of culinary delights at the HEB Celebrity Cook-Off benefiting the Waco ISD Foundation. Then next Saturday, March 30th, you are invited to Chords and Conversations. Three Nashville songwriters will share their songs and the stories behind them. It's a fundraiser for scholarships for students at the Waco, Texas Tech campus. Get the details on these and many, many other events this week and in the weeks to come from the events calendar at actlocallywaco.org.
Ashley, thanks for being here. Have a great week.
Thank you, Brody. You have a great week yourself.
We have the best darn folks you'll ever know. Makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.